In the name of Lord Jesus, we continue to study the teachings we can gather from Boaz in the book of Ruth.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续查考《路德记》。
波斯的教训。
有关波斯的教训。
And we spend a number of sessions on the book of Ruth.
我们讲了好几堂有关《路德记》。
And we also have started talking about how we can learn from the book, from the person called Boaz.
那我们从中也从波斯的身上学到不少的教训。
And we said Boaz was very observant.
我们知道波斯是一个善于观察的人。
Therefore, we as workers of God, as brothers and sisters, we must be observant to see who need our help.
所以，身为弟兄姐妹，我们应该要好的观察看教会里面谁需要我们的帮助。
Especially the workers of God, those who hold responsibilities, must be observant.
尤其是教会的工人，那些有责任的，我们应该要有好敏锐的观察力。
And then we talk about Boaz had a very good relationship with his servants.
我们也谈到波士跟他的工人有良好的关系。
This is also very important for us as we work together for the Lord Jesus.
当我们为神工作的时候，我们也需要有这种的良好的关系。
Not only that, we must have a good relationship with God, but we must have a good relationship with our co-workers, our brothers and sisters.
我们不单对神要有好的关系，尤其对我们同工。也是要建立良好的关系。
Because if co-workers cannot work together, if the relationship is not built up, it is not easy to work together.
假如同工之间没有建立良好的感情的话，好的关系的话，那就很难同工。
I think this is something we have to all of us have to learn together.
这是我们大家必须学习的。
Really, a lot of the times when the church doesn't grow, it's because of workers' relationship is not built up.
很多时候教会不能够兴旺是因为同工之间的感情没有建立好。
Of course, we need the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to pray. We need to know the word of God.
当然我们需要祷告，我们需要神的同工，而且需要神的话。
But this Boaz, who actually demonstrated good relationship with his servants, is a very important lesson we can learn from.
波斯跟我们立了一个很好的榜样，就是他建立良好的关系，跟他的
And the third point we said why he was able to build a good relationship with his servants.
第三点我们谈到波士为什么他会跟他的仆人建立良好的关系呢？
Because he had built up a good relationship with God.
是因为他跟神先建立良好的关系。
Short few verses, he said, "I honored God." He honored. He mentioned the Lord, five times.
他曾经在这简述里面讲了五次他怎么样尊主为大。
This is very important. If we want to work together, we must honor God, then we can respect one another.
要是我们要为神工作的话，我们一定要尊主为大，这样我们能够互相的尊敬对方。
尊重啊。And the fourth thing we mentioned, he was very kind and he was very generous.
第四点我们谈到波斯为人极其慷慨，而且他是一个很良善的人。
Kind, being kind is important.
良善是很重要的。
How do we do it? How do we show we are kind to each other?
我们怎么做一个就是彼此之间很好对待对方呢？
That is to say, we must do so in our words, demonstrate in our words that we are kind to each other. Our words are not offensive.
就是在我们的话语上，我们要谨慎，不要得罪对方。
Our words are always seasoned with grace. With grace, the word of God.
我们的话时常被神的恩典调和。
If we can aim to do this, you can see the church can grow better.
假如我们能够达成这个目标的话，我们可以看到教会就会进步。
So the words must be kind.
所以我们的话一定要良善。
Our actions must be kind too.
我们的行为也是要
善。That is what Boaz did.
这就是波斯。
He was kind in his words when he said, you know, to Ruth.
波斯在话语上很善良，尤其他跟路德的对话。
Don't go away. You can be here. You know, I have really taken care of you.
他跟路德说：“请不要走，我可以照顾你。”
And he was very generous.
而且他是一个很慷慨的人。
He purposely asked the servants to leave grains behind for her to pick.
他故意叫他的工人留下一些麦穗，让路德去捡。
We also mentioned we have to be generous.
我们也谈到我们个人方面也必须要做一个慷慨的人。
But That doesn't mean we spend wastefully.
当然不是说我们随便的浪费。
We must be thrifty.
我们要节俭。
This is very important.
这是很重要的。
This is what God, what Boaz, can teach us about, to be kind and generous.
这是我们从波阿斯身上可以学习到的，就是要节俭而且慷慨。
When we need to spend, spend. Don't be too stingy.
当我们需要花的时候，我们应该花，不要吝啬。
Some people keep their money, so much, and they don't want to spend money eating.
有些人太节省了，就是连吃也不肯花钱。
This is very sad.
这是很可悲的。
The church is growing. We need a building. Be generous with offer.
我们需要一个建筑，所以我们必须要慷慨的。
And then you can see God will bless us bountifully in our lives if we are generous according to His will, of course, not wastefully.
当然，我们要是在跟着神的旨意慷慨的话，这样神就会很丰富的。
The fifth thing we can learn together is His responsibility. He knew His duties.
第五点，我们可以从波阿斯的身上学到的就是。
Let's come to Ruth chapter
3. 有责任感的人，我们看路德记第三章十一节。
Ruth chapter 3.
路德记第三章。
11-13.
十一到十三节。
11. And now, my daughter, do not fear. I will do for all that you request, for all the people of my town know that you are a virtuous woman. Verse 12. Now it is true that I am your near kinsman. However, there is a kinsman nearer than I. 13. Stay this night, and in the morning it shall be that if he will perform the duty of a near kinsman for you, good. Let him do it. But if he does not want to perform the duty for you,then I will perform the duty for you as the Lord lives. Lie down until morning. From
十一节，女儿啊，现在不要惧怕，凡你所说的我必照着行。我本城的人都知道你是个贤德的女子。十二节，我实在是你一个至敬的亲属，只是还有一个人比我更亲更近。十三节，你今夜在这里住宿，明早他若肯为你尽亲属的本分，就由他吧。倘若不肯，我只做永生的耶和华启示，我必为你尽了本分，你只管躺到天亮。
From here we can see the attitude and mentality of Boaz being a responsible person.
从这我们可以看到波士的那种态度跟他那种有责任感。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道呢
？Because he said, "You are going to get married to a kinsman who is actually closer to you than me."
波士说你要跟一个至亲的那个亲属结婚。
比他更亲的啊！
比他更亲的亲属结婚。
If he doesn't want to do it, then I'll do my duty.
假如他不肯尽他的责任的话，那我会尽我的责任。
Can you see there's a kind of argument or thinking or debate, within the mind of Boaz?
所以在波士的心目中，他有这种这种。在想着这个问题。
He should do it, or the next of kin, the one nearer to Ruth, should marry her.
就是说他应该尽他的本分，但是之前比他就是路德、拿俄米的最亲的亲属，应该先尽他的本分。
Verse 13 says, okay, so clearly, stay this night, and in the morning it shall be that if he, that is the one who is even nearer.To Ruth, then Boaz, should he ready to marry Ruth, then it's good, he said. Then let him do it. If he doesn't do it, then I will perform the duty. There's a duty. It's a duty.
要是路德波士那个路拿俄米的那个至亲的亲属肯尽他的本分跟路德成亲的话。他要是不肯澄清的话，那么波士就会尽他的责任跟路德澄清。
But of course, you know why? Many people at the time did not want to do it. The wife died and the other brothers, they did not want to marry the wife of the deceased.
为什么当时很多那些死者的亲属他们不肯娶死者的太太呢?
And the reason is given here. Look at verse chapter 4 verse 6.
原因在第四章十六节。
So the one nearer to Ruth give an answer.
那至亲的亲属这样说。
Verse 6, chapter 4, verse 6, and the near kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself.
第四章第六节。
Lest I ruin my own inheritance, you redeem my right of redemption for yourself, for I cannot redeem it. So this near kinsman did not want to do the duty of marrying Ruth, because, and in doing so, this near kinsman would lose his kind of title and things. The name is for the deceased, you see.
所以这些至亲的亲属不肯做，是因为他们怕失去他们的产业，跟他们产业有阻碍。
So the dutiful Boaz had already promised Ruth, if your near kinsman does not want to do it, then I'll perform my duty.
所以波阿斯是个有责任感的人，他说要是他至亲的亲属不肯做的话，他愿意这样做。
Can you see, he was very responsible person.
所以从这里我们看到波阿斯是个很有责任感的人。
He knew his duty so clearly.
他知道他的责任。
And yet he did not overdo his duty.
但是他不会做超过他
应该做的本分。Because as we know, the next morning he summoned all the elders and the people and also the one nearer to Ruth.To be present in front of everybody to make sure that he has his own say, or if he makes his decision to marry her, fine. If not, then Boaz would perform his duty.
所以波士是个很有责任感的人。那第二天早晨，他就把所有的长老召集来，在众人面前就跟大家说明说，那个至亲的亲属要是不肯跟他成亲的话，他愿意负起这个责任。
So from here we can see, of course, another aspect of his beauty that we can learn. Very wise, responsible, but he knew what to do.
这是波阿斯另外一个美德，他相当有智慧。
From here we can learn that as co-workers, we have to yes, also.You know, respect one another again.
所以作为同工之间呢，我们应该要彼此的尊敬。
We are responsible, yes, for this task.
我们是有责任对这份工作。
And it is also good to consult one another.
而且很重要的是，我们彼此应该要商议。
This is important.
这是很重要的。
So, boys.Knew his duty, but he knew his boundary, he knew the steps to take.
博士他知道他的责任，他也知道自己的界限。
We have to do the same.
我们也应该这样做。
You can see then, we will do better for the Lord Jesus.
这样的话我们会为神做得更好。
But the point is responsibility.
那重要的就是责任感。
So, my duty, I will perform.
我的责任我一定会尽责去做。
Many people are given tasks, but they fail to accomplish.
很多人都有工作，分派工作，但是都没有尽责任去做。
Really, if you think about this, if all the workers are not responsible for the task given to them, then how can the church grow?
所以我们所分配到的工作要是没有尽责的去做的话，那教会怎么兴旺呢？
A good worker.Would be able to make sure his responsibility is carried out. That is very important.
一个好的工人一定会尽责任去完成他所交托的事。
Sometimes when a person is given a task, is assigned a task, in the beginning he is very eager, very, very fervent.
有时候我们刚刚接到工作的时候，可能刚开始很热忱的去做。
But later on, you know, this kind of dutiful mind or attitude can gradually disappear.
但是日子久了，我们这种责任心呢，渐渐的没有了。
And you can see, the church cannot grow very
easily. 这样我们看到教会不能够很容易的发展。
I think we have to you know, think about this responsibilities.
所以我们要想想这个责任的问题。
You feel responsible. If I can't do it, I let others do it. If I don't have time, I allocate, I assign, I allocate people, delegate people to do it.
假如我们是一个有责任感的人，我们被交托的工作，要是我们做不到的话，我们会叫其他人去完成。
If I'm responsible, I'll train up more people in the church to do the work, or more.
假如我是负责这份工作的话，我会训练更多的人。
I, one person, you, one person cannot do all the works.
一个人不能够做所有的工作。
We must train up youngsters from young age. Very important.
我们要训练年幼的。
Oh, and then gradually they can do more and more work.
那渐渐的他们能够为神做更多的工作。
This is very, very clear in the Bible.
这在圣经里面是很清
楚的。It's not just what we heard last week, you know, from our elder that we have to train up youngsters from age of 20 or even before that, until 25, they're ready, you know, 30, they're ready. They're almost like preachers
by the age of 30. 我们上个前几天听到长老讲的，就是要
from age of 25,
训练年轻人从20到25岁之间要好的把他们训练成。
Even before that, they should be trained already.
那之前呢，他们也应该被训练。
I remember, you know, many years ago in London Church, youngsters before the age of 20 already started giving sermons.
在很久以前，我记得年轻人在二十岁之前，他们
already started giving sermons. This is important because let them give them a chance, give them a chance to train to speak.And then let them do some work, and gradually they will improve. And this is only one aspect of work, of course.
这是很重要的，要给予他们机会去尝试讲道，或者是在某方面的训练。
So that they will feel the responsibility as they grow older and older.
这样，当他们年纪渐渐长大的时候，他们会感觉到自己
的责任感。Otherwise, as they grow older and older, they feel the responsibility. If you haven't had.Given them, you know, chances to be trained, they are not able to do the work, even though they feel they are responsible.
要是我们没有好的训练他们，没有给他们工作的话，他们即使觉得自己有责任感，但是他们也不能够好的被训练出来。
Look at those who are giving sermons in the whole world today, you know, through the church at the age of the late 30s or 40s, early 40s. They have been trained even 20 years before that.
我们看看全世界真教会。那些讲
道的人
三四十岁那个年龄，其实他们在那段时间之前呢，已经被训练好了讲道。
This is true in London. This is true in London.
在伦敦，这是曾经有这样。
And this should continue.
而且我们必须要继续做。
That is responsibility.
这就是所谓的责任感。
Responsibility to train up everybody.
我们要有责任感吧，就是训练这些青年。
That's why, you know, the church has been thinking about how to utilize the time. You know, for example, after 3 p.m. service, how can we use it properly? You know, some people don't do much just downstairs, you know, chatting away. It's good, it's not bad, but they can be put to a better use.
所以教会应该想想看，三点过后的聚会呢？很多人都没有事情做，我们应该善用这一段的时间来训练。
And of course, after the 3 o'clock service, we have got many other fellowships for the past 10 years now or more. It's good.
几十年来呢，我们当然有很多的团契。
This is good, but it can be better, can be improved.
这是好的，但是我们要更要
做更好。After we have so many fellowships, we should be trained up already. We should be built up, so we should go out preach more. You know.Door to door, you know, leafleting, maybe once in every 2 weeks or once every 3 weeks. You got to think about how to do better work. This is our responsibility.
经过这样长的团契，我们应该有充分的准备，就是要怎么样把这个传福音的工作做好，比如出去派传单。
If those who say, "Oh, maybe I don't want to go out this week," okay, you kneel down and pray for us for those who have gone out to work.
要是不想向外传出去传道的呢，我们就可以留在会堂里面祷告。
You can pray, you can study, you can train how to give sermons, but eventually you must go and preach. It's not worth being trained and not doing anything.
我们可以被训练如何讲道，那各方面的事工。
So this kind of work demands our responsibility, responsibility from everybody.
这种种的工作需要我们的责任。
Because if the church doesn't grow, you are responsible, I'm responsible.
只要教会不进步的话，都是你我的责任。
Try to involve more God's work. It's our responsibility.
我们要多一点参与神的工作，这就是我们个人的本分。
Students sometimes, you know, they involve too much in their own studies without knowing the importance of fellowship. Sometimes, you know, you can see people like this.
学生有时候花太多的时间在功课上，忘了自己。
应该要有对教会的团体，
教会的工作各方面
的参与。There's a sister who was very eager in getting good results, and the best results in her studies.
有个姐妹很想在她学业上就是做得很好。
She always wanted to be the top.
她一直要。
Oh, not that bad, is it?
她一直想要考第一名。
Top, I mean really first on. Everything must be top.That is her ambition.
她就是什么都要第一。
If she did four subjects and everything in the classes, it must be top. That's her ambition.
假如她是考四科的话，她就希望说，这四科都能够
拿。And because of that, she had to spend so much time, extra time, double time to get the top all the time, to be the top.
所以因为这样的缘故，所以她就很勤劳的，就一直努力。
But actually, do we need to be the top all the time in our studies? So one day, a preacher said to her, you spend so much time, if you spend, let's say, 5 hours, you can get the second, not bad, it's also an A.
有一次个传道跟他说，要是你能够花时间
5 hours to get an A,
五个小时能够拿到加等的话
if you spend another 5 hours to get A plus O,
或者你再花多五个小时那
A star A 再好的比 A 更好的 So the preacher asked her Is it worth it?
So
I think this is something we have to think about
这是值得吗我们必须要想一想
See, she began to think Hey, this is some truth in that
那她就开始想这个问题这也是是的
Well, because she is very good, you know, in the church, working. But later on, because of this kind of, you know, ambition to be the best all the time, then she began to really, in a way, forsake a lot of God's work in the church.
她本来有参与神的工作，但是因为学业的关系呢，她就减少了神的工作。
But thank God, after she heard what the preacher said to her.God has given her a lot of gift. Very easy for her to study, no problem. You know, just study and then good results. That is good enough.
神给她很多的恩赐。
Just study and then good results will come.
只要你肯
求，这是 what happened to her.
努力的求学生，
but she want to be
达成她的目标。
The best in everything, all the times. That is very demanding now.
但是你每一样都想做的最好，这是相当不简单的。
So thank God, because of that advice, she began to change.
因为这样的劝勉，所以这个姐妹开始
改变。And God bless her.
神就祝福她。
She was also the top in everything.
那结果她也是在班上什么都是最
好。Everything was still the top, and yet had a lot of time to do God's work.
在同时，她也可以参与神的工
作。This is just a testimony telling us how we can be.Useful, be responsible. You know, not just for our studies or our work, but for the church, for the church.
这个见证是告诉我们，不单在我们的学业上我们可以办得到，就是在神的工作上，我们也可以这样参与。
It is the same as we do our career. We are responsible. Have a career. We're responsible. I want to make more money, money, money. It's not bad. It's not a bad idea. It's a good thing to have a lot of money. But the money is for what is questionable.
所以在事业上也是一样，就是我们可以赚很多的钱，那个钱要来做什么呢
？If it is for Jesus, it is worth it.
要是这些钱财是为了主耶稣，那是值得
的。If it's just for our little better, you know, physical life, and yet spending so much time neglecting God's work, and a career has overtaken our service and for the Lord.
要是只是为了我们肉体上的享受，我们拼命的赚钱。
And then our work is more important than God's work.
这样我们的事业比神的工作更重要。
And our heart of responsibility will disappear gradually, and then eventually, totally.
这样我们对神的那种责任感渐渐的就会没有。
I think we have to think about this. Our responsibility. What is it for?
我们的对神的责任是什么？
Yes, we are responsible for our family, for our children, for our work, for our career, everything. But are we responsible for God's work?
当然，我们对我们的家庭、事业、工作各方面都有责任感。但是，我们对神的工作又如何呢？
The sixth thing we can learn from Boaz.
我们在波斯身上可以学到的第六
节。Let's read chapter 3.
请看第三章第八节。
Verse 8. Now it happened at midnight that the man was startled and turned himself, and there a woman was lying at his feet. And verse 14.
14节。
So she lay at his feet until morning, and she arose before one could recognize another. Then she said, Do not let it be known that the woman came to the threshing floor. From here, we can learn that Boaz was a holy person, he was also wise.
总之我们可以看到波斯是一个圣洁的人，而且他是一个有很
聪明
的人，很有智慧的人。
Who planned the idea for Ruth to go to see Boaz, you know, in the middle of the night?
谁计划要路德在夜半的时候替波斯那边？
It's Naomi, of course. Naomi did it.
当然这是 Naomi。
Was it right or wrong? Of course it's debatable.
这种做法是对或者不对，这是可以辩论的。
But actually, if you look at what Boaz said in verse 14, it seems quite clear that it was not the right thing to do.
但是我们看十四节，波斯认为这样的做法不对。
似乎
看起来好像不对。
If it was right, why did he say, "Do not let it be known that a woman came to the threshing floor"?
假如这是对的话，波斯为什么说不可使人知道有女子到城上来呢？
Oh, because midnight, a woman coming to him, of course they did not commit sin, and yet to Boaz, it was not very good.
所以在半夜女子到波斯的身边，这对波斯来说是不对的。
So to him, if somebody knew about it, then it would be a stumbling block for others who are weak. Ah, look at these people, this Boaz, highly ranked, you know, a very highly respected person in the town, or Bethlehem, and Ruth was also very, very virtuous woman in the town. These two persons now, midnight meeting alone before getting married.
所以他们半夜这样子做，在别人的眼光让人知道了也是不好，因为软弱的总会这样想。因为波斯是相当有名望的人，而路德也是一个相当贤惠的女人。
The whole town knew about them.
就是整个城市都知道这件事。
No, they were good.
他们都知道他们都是好的。
But now, if they knew that, hey, what happened to these two persons? Midnight alone, before getting married.
半夜他们在一起的话，对他们有什么想法呢？
So, Boaz said, don't let other people know about it. It's not good for, it's not edifying.
所以Boaz说，不要使人知道你到这边来。
So, he was holy, Ruth was holy. It's true.
路德也是圣洁的。
He was holy too. Boaz was holy.
波斯也同样是个圣洁的人。
But he also acted with some kind of wisdom.
但是他相当有智慧。
But later on, whether people knew or not, it's not clear. But of course, it's written by God, this book, so we know.
之后有没有人知道？无人知道，但是重要的是这件事
是神写的。So in other words, from here we can see, first of all, they were holy people. Boaz was a holy person.
从这件事我们看得出，波斯是一个很圣洁的人。
And secondly, he also was wise.
而且他相当有智慧。
And he didn't want to stumble people in his actions.
他不要因为他这样做而令到别人跌倒。
This is very important.
这是很重要的。
Sometimes we can do things, but which are good, but can be stumbling blocks for others.
有时候我们可以做一些好事，但是可以变成别人的绊脚石。
So we have to ask God to help us all in this.
所以我们求神在这方面帮助我们。
From chapter 4 verses 1 to 10,
从第四章第一到第
十节, we can see he kept his words.
波阿是遵守他的诺言。
He acted upon his words.
他就行出他的。
What he said, he did it.
他所说的他就行出来。
So the, in chapter 4 verse 1,
第四章第
一节, Christ went up to the gate and sat down there, and as he did, that he said, so he did.
波阿是到了城门坐在哪里，恰巧波阿是所说的那字经的经书经。
So keeping one's words also very important.
所以你所说的你必须遵守，这是很重要的。
In other words, our words spoken must be kept, very important.
我们所说的话一定要去遵守。
There's a brother who said to another brother,
有一个弟兄跟另外一个弟兄说,
at least 15 times,
至少讲了15次,
I'm going to help you in to do something.
我想帮你做一些事。
15 times,
他跟他讲了十五次。
Every time he met him, he said, I'm going to help you.
每一次他碰到这个弟兄，他都跟他说，我一
定会帮你。 After about 1 year,
大概经过了一年的
时间, he said at least about 15 times.
他大概讲了十五次。
But then he did not do anything.
最后他什么都没有做。
But anyway, that brother, anyway, he did everything himself.
最后这个弟兄他自己本身自己做。
So when I heard of this, it's very strange. Why?Why?
我就觉得很奇怪。
If you don't want to do it, don't say it. Why do you keep on saying, I'm going to help, I'm going to help, I'm going to help 15 times, and then eventually you did nothing?
要是你不想做的话，你不要一直跟人答应人家说要做，而且讲了数次，结果却没有做。
But Boaz said it once and started doing it, did it the next day, quickly.
博士只是讲了一次，但是他却去做。
This is very important.
这是很重要的。
So in other words, it also teaches here, it also teaches us to be not to be too loose with our words. We say what we mean, very important.
就是我们讲话要谨慎，不要讲了不算数。
After we've said it, we act upon them.
我们讲过之后，我们一定要实行我们的诺言。
That is what he did.
这是他
所做的。 According to what he said, he went up to the gate and sat down there, and behold, the new kingsman of whom Boaz has spoken came by. Verse 1, And so Boaz said, come aside, friend, sit down here. So he came aside and sat down and started talking.
Boaz
really took action.
坐在哪里？恰巧波阿师所说的那字经的倾诉经过。波阿师说，某人啊，你来坐在这里，他就坐，他就来坐下。就是他所说的，他都能够遵行。
The eighth thing we can learn from Ruth, Boaz.
第八点我们可以从波阿师学习的。
Chapter 4.
第四章
verse 11,
第十一节
chapter 4 verse 11,
第四章十一节
and all the people who were at the gates and the elders said, we are witnesses, the Lord made the woman who is coming to your house, Rachel and Leah, the two who built the house of Israel, and may you prosper in Ephrathah, that's Bethlehem, same as Bethlehem.And be famous in Bethlehem.
十一节，在城门坐着的众民和长老都说，我们做见证，愿耶和华使进你家的这女子，像进你以色列家的拉结、利亚二人一样。
Yes, according to Genesis chapter 19, chapter 35 verse 19, or chapter 35 verse 19 in Genesis.
就好像在创世纪三十五章
十九节
所记载的
Psalms 132:6
诗篇132篇第六节
And actually we can see Ephrathah actually is the same as Bethlehem
这所讲的都是一样
Now verse 12
我们看
May your house be like the house of Perez whom Tamar brought to Judah.Because of the offspring which the Lord will give you from this young woman.
愿耶和华从这少年女子赐你后裔，使你的家好像他玛从犹大所生。
I think the thing that we can learn from here
is
Boaz had a very good relationship with all the people and the elders.
从这边我们可以学习的就是波阿师跟所有的人都有
he
都建立了良好的关系。
Not only had a good relationship with his servants.
他不单跟他的仆人有良好的关系
He also had a very good relationship with all the people
他跟所有的人都建立了良好的
关系 Verse 11 says all the people who were at the gate and also the elders were very pleased of the, his getting married to.
实际里面在座座, 众民和长老, 每一位都很高兴。
So this tells us that we need to build a good relationship with everybody in the church.
这告诉我们说我们在教会里面要跟每一个人建立良好的关系。
It is not good enough if you have just a few friends in the church. That's not good enough.
要是在教会里面你单单只是跟一两个人好的话,
you only have a few, you know, who can talk, you can talk to, and all the others like just like enemies to you, and that would be, that is wrong.
在教会里面只有一两个人你可以跟他沟通谈得来，但是其他的对你都是仇敌的话,
this would be very sad.
这是很可悲的。
So Boaz was a rich man at the time.
博士在当时是个很有钱人。
Really, physically he was rich. God blessed him so much.
在肉身上他是很有钱财,
and he was popular because of his generosity, because of his kindness.
他这样出名不是因为他的 慷慨, 而是因为他的善良。
Both generosity and kindness.
这两方面他都有,
and all kinds of goodness you can find in Boaz.
而且从他身上我们可以学到很多的美德。
Beautiful. He was very 负责任,
他有责任感。
He was observant.
他善于观察,
good relationship with his servants.
跟仆人建立良好的关系,
he honored God.
他尊敬神,
kind and generous,
他良善慷慨,
responsible,
有责任感,
he knew his duties,
他知道自己的本分,
holy,
圣洁,
wise,
有智慧,
he kept his words and his and acted upon them.
他遵守他的诺言,
had a good relationship with everybody.
他跟每个人都建立,
not just the elders,
不单是跟长老,
because some people say, oh, these people are elders, or these kind of preachers are high ranking, or actually they are the servants. Oh, good relationship with them, but with all the brothers, no good. This is very sad. There was a brother who always wanted to talk to the elder preacher and deacons in the church.
有一位弟兄老是跟长老很喜欢跟长老执事谈话,
but he doesn't want to talk to other brothers and sisters.
他不喜欢跟教会的弟兄姐妹谈话。
I said, hey, why are you like this?
我就问他你为什么这样子?
He did not realize it.
他自己本身不知道,
until he was told.
知道人家告诉,
when other brothers and sisters talk to him, he tried to, who are you? You can, you are worthy to talk to me?
要是弟兄姐妹跟他讲话的话, 他就觉得你是谁,
this is very sad.
这是很可悲的。
The church with the workers of God, preachers, elders, deacons, they are servants.
教会里面的长子是仆人。
So make it right, get it right.
所以我们要有正确的,
be good and be able to communicate with everybody in the church. It's very important. And this is something we have to work for. But of course, if you look at Boaz getting married to Ruth, you can see it. Another thing that we can talk about is this, the spiritual significance. It's very important too.
波士跟路德的结婚, 我们在属灵上,
Boaz, because Boaz eventually became part of the genealogy of Jesus.
因为波士呢, 最后成为主耶稣的,
家谱中的一部分, 家谱中的一部分, in chapter 4 verse 20,
第四章十一节,
from verse 17 onwards you can read
17节开始,
you can read 20.
请看二十节,
Amminadab begot Nashon, and Nashon begot Solomon. 21, Solomon begot Boaz, and Boaz begot Obed, Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David, etc., etc., and then Jesus. From here you can see this is very spiritually significant. Boaz getting married to Ruth has a lot of spiritual teachings.
波士跟路德成婚在属灵上有很大的,教训。
If you look at the word kinsman,
我们看这个字眼,
now, this kinsman actually is mentioned. What is a kinsman? The meaning is redeem. The meaning, the 这个, true meaning is redeem.
这个亲属是被属的意思。亲属,
redeem. And this is mentioned 21 times in 10 verses. I made a calculation. Hey, it's mentioned so many times, 21 times
in 10 verses. 在路德记里面出现21次。
In 10 verses.
在十诫里面出现了21次。
Very strange if you look at it.
这是很怪的。
Why?
为什么呢?
I have ironed out all the verses, of course, you know. Chapter 2, verse 20.
第二章第十节,
you can see at least one time, kinsman.
这边又讲到至亲的亲属。
Chapter 3, verse 9.
第三章第九
节, it talks about kinsman.
这边又讲到亲属。
Chapter 3, verse 12.
三章十二节,
it talks about kinsmen two times.
这边讲到至亲的亲属两次。
Chapter 3, verse 13.
第三章
It talks about four times kinsmen. The word kinsmen appears four times.
这亲属出现了四次。
Chapter 4 verse 1.
第四章第一节。
It appears one time, kinsmen.
亲属出现了一次。
Chapter 4 verse 3.
第四章第三节。
Appears one time.
出现了一次。
Chapter 4 verse 4.
第四章第四节。
One, two, three, four, four, five times.
至少出现了五次。
Verse 6.
第六节。
One, two, three times.
三次。
Chapter 4 verse 8.
第四章第八节。
One time.
第一次。
Chapter 4 verse 14.
第四章十四节。
One time.
一次。
In all these verses, you can see 21 times.
所以从这几节里面，我们看这个亲属出现了二十一次。
Why the same word? The root word. If you look at the Hebrew root word, actually, is the number is 1350.
The 这个在希伯来文里面那个字根是。
This reference this being G-A-L-L gal is very strange, very very interesting. Why so many times mentioned?
为什么这边要谈到这样多次呢?
Actually, it is called it is really redemption, redemption for us.
这所谓亲属是被赎的意思，在
今天
对我们来说是被赎的意思。
In next time we can see our responsibility of saving more people in the world.
这就是我们对世界人的那种责任感，就是要拯救他们。
So we have to learn from Boaz a lot.
我们要向波斯学的地方很多。
I think we can do what we have learned from him. We can be better.
要是我们可以跟他学习的话，我们就会变得更好。
Let's sing a hymn.
唱诗。
399 to be